We're for Sydney and New South Wales. These are your headlines from the Daily Telegraph. A budget cash splash to help families and the economy recover from the pandemic will leave the state facing an eye-watering $104 billion in net debt by 2024. Treasurer Dominic Perrottet announcing a string of sweeteners for New South Wales with no new savings plan as he continues to prioritise stimulus, jobs and the economy over the budget position, which does have some improvements, however, thanks to a bigger-than-expected receipts from GST, stamp duty and payroll tax, to the tune of an extra $23 billion. Against a backdrop of consumer spending rebounding 15%, dwelling investment up 18% and economic activity back to pre-COVID levels, Mr. Perrottet declared the budget offered more cost of living support than any state budget in the history of our nation. This equates to $470 million in new cost of living measures. And if you'd like to read more on that story today, you can take out a subscription at thedailytelegraph.com.au or download the app at your app store. Pfizer COVID vaccine doses sent to New South Wales will be doubled to 200,000 a week by the federal government, which is moving to quell a state revolt over a lack of supply. The turbocharging of the vaccine rollout is urgently needed in New South Wales as health authorities grapple with an outbreak of the highly infectious Indian Delta variant of COVID-19 in Bondi. New Zealand last night closed the travel bubble with New South Wales after the outbreak grew by 10 cases yesterday, with 8 of the ill in isolation. One mystery case was a child at Waverley St. Charles Primary School, while the second was a Bondi Junction shop worker. A mask mandate was issued for all indoor venues and public transport across Greater Sydney for at least a week. And we'll be back after this.
News doesn't have to be boring.
The Brits have given Prince Harry a new nickname after yet another tell-all interview.
Oh God, is it the Ginger Whinger?
Let the team at news.com.au get you up to speed each day with their podcast from the newsroom.
A couple were busted joining the Mile High Club.
Well, I guess they can't fly Virgin anymore.
Politics, sport, red carpets, royals. Get all the goss in just a few minutes. Follow From the Newsroom wherever you get your podcast from.
Australia's freedom will be challenged as China rises, Deputy Prime Minister Barnaby Joyce has warned his colleagues a day after he retook the Nationals' leadership. Mr. Joyce used his first coalition party room meeting after being officially sworn into the job to raise the issue of regional security, which he described as a unifying cause, more important than any other. The Nationals leader referenced the world's shift away from Pan-Americana, a term describing the peaceful impact a strong US presence has had on the world since World War II, and without explicitly mentioning China, warned of a superpower in our backyard. And New South Wales ambulance paramedics will remain the lowest paid in Australia, despite a state government budget pay rise, with unions claiming it is only a matter of time before a mass exodus of paramedics puts lives at risk. New data obtained by the Daily Telegraph shows that the average weekly base pay of New South Wales paramedics will rise from $1,456 to $1,492.69 under the government's 2.5% pay rise, still leaving them languishing at the bottom of the nation's pay scale. This compares to $1,702 in the ACT, $1,659 in Queensland, $1,514 in the Northern Territory, $1,579 in South Australia, and $1,622 in WA, while $1,624 in Tasmania is earned and $1,624 in Victoria. And that's the latest headlines from the Daily Telegraph. For updates and breaking news throughout the day, take out a subscription at dailytelegraph.com.au and we'll have another update for you tomorrow.
Are you ready to get an inside look at crime from someone who has investigated some of Australia's worst crimes?
It was like Aladdin's cave. The luminol found bloodied footprints and bloodied handprints on a wall. So it's just like a horror movie.
Former homicide detective Gary Jubelin sits down with cops, crims, addicts, victims, small-time cheats and big-town lawyers as they tell their incredible stories.
My house got raided. Next thing you know, I got bail refused. Next thing you know, I'm on a truck to Parklea Prison.
Listen to I Catch Killers early and ad-free on Crimex Plus on Apple Podcasts today or wherever you get your podcasts.